God of glory, Revelation 21, in the complete Jewish Bible. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had passed away, and the sea was no longer there. Also I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared like a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, God's Shekinah is with mankind, and he will live with them, and they will be his peoples, and he himself, God with them, will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will no longer be any death. And there will be no longer be any mourning, crying, or pain, because the old order has passed away." Then the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." Also he said, "Write, these words are true and trustworthy." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the A and the Z, the Alpha and the Omega, the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I myself will give water free of charge from the fountain of life. He who wins the victory will receive these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the untrustworthy, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who misuse drugs, in connection with the occult, idol worshippers, and all liars, their destiny is the lake burning with fire and sulfur, the second death." One of the seven angels, having the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, approached me and said, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." He carried me off in the spirit to the top of a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It had the Shekinah of God, so that its brilliance was like that of a priceless jewel, like a crystal clear diamond. It had great high walls with 12 gates, and at the gates were 12 angels, and inscribed on the gates were the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. And there were 3 gates to the east and 3 gates to the north, 3 gates to the south, and 3 gates to the west. The wall of the city was built on 12 foundation stones, and on these were the 12 names of the 12 emissaries of the Lamb. The angel speaking with me had a gold measuring rod with which to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city is laid out in a square, its length equal to its width. With his rod he measured the city at 1,500 miles, with length, width, and height the same. He measured its walls at 216 feet by human standards of measurement, in which the angel was using. The wall was made of a diamond, and the city of pure gold, resembling pure glass. The foundations of the city wall were decorated with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation stone was diamond, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, and the 11th turquoise, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, with each gate made of a single pearl. The city's main street was pure gold, transparent as glass. I saw no temple in the city, for Adonai, God of the heaven's army, is its temple, as is the Lamb. The city has no need for the sun or moon to shine on it, because God's Shekinah gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. Its gates will never close. They stay open all day, because night will not exist there, and the honor and splendor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure may enter, nor anyone who does shameful things or lies. The only ones who may enter are those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In this passage of Revelation 21, we see the temple of the New Jerusalem, which is the God and His light, the Lamb. There it is, Adonai, the Father, the creator of all the universe, and the Lamb is His lamp. For those who overcome, they will become a pillar in the temple of our God. This says that there's a new heavens and a new earth at this time, and the holy city is the New Jerusalem. This is the Jerusalem that Abraham was looking for, the Mount Zion in Hebrews. It's the author and finisher of the foundations of the heavenly Jerusalem, who is prepared like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And God's Shekinah is with mankind. The Shekinah is His glory. This is a word for His transcendent glory and holiness. Now, in another version, it says that, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men." This verse here, the tabernacle, is the habitation, the results of tabernacle, a tent or a cloth, a skene. But in other verses, it's the Shekinah, the glory, as in when the Lord revealed His glory to Peter, James, and John with Moses and Elijah on His side. And they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, this is a unity. This is the Lord make us one as we are one, and they work together as in a divine filling as a wife with her husband, and the head is the husband Jesus, and they flow together. And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I'm making everything new. You can write all this down. It is done. This is the beginning and the end. I will give water to those freely from the fountain of life. And whoever gets the victory will win these things. I will be his God, and he will be my son." And then one of the angels approaches John and says, "Come, I'll show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried them off in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, and that had the Shekinah of God, the glory of God. So this brilliance was like the description in Isaiah 54, the priceless jewel, the diamonds and 12 gates and 12 angels and pearls and foundations. And then in verse 15, the angel had a gold measuring rod. And this angel measures out the city, just as in Ezekiel, the city is Ezekiel's temple is measured out. And therefore, this begs the question whether Ezekiel's temple is the same temple that is described in Revelation. And there was no temple in this city, for Adonai, God of heaven's armies, is its temple, as is the Lamb. And the city has no need for the sun and moon, because the Shekinah, the glory of God, is there. And the nations will come to that light, because there's no night or no darkness there. And the gates will stay open all day, and the honor and the splendor of the nations will be brought into it. Who are the nations? The people that God has made for himself. And nothing impure, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. May you come to know, because of the blood of Jesus, to repent of your sins and your immorality, sexual immoralities, lying, thieving, stealings, idolatries, witchcraft, the occult, cowardliness, all these things. May you repent of them and ask Jesus Yeshua to come and cleanse you with his blood, that he's taken your place as a remission for your sins. on that bloody cross, and that you will enter into the gates of eternal salvation and follow the Lamb whithersoever he shall lead, and become his bride and the eternal temple of the dwelling place of the glory of God.